You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every week we share a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when they drop every Wednesday. For this episode, we're going out to Anchorage, Alaska and Tempe, Arizona to chat with athlete Jaden Binion, who's a senior at Service High School in Anchorage, and Elias Sargento, who just moved from Alaska to attend Arizona State University. We'll learn about what connected them, their roles as youth ambassadors for Special Olympics, and even hear from Jaden's mom on the power of inclusion. Let's not waste any time and check in with Jaden and Elias. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast. And as I mentioned, we're chatting it up with some youth ambassadors for Special Olympics. We want to find out who they are, what they do, what a youth ambassador is, and how they got connected in Anchorage, Alaska, and how one of them is even now a student at Arizona State. It's my main man, Elias. It's Jaden. Elias, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Awesome. How you doing, Jaden? You good?
Everything's fine.
Awesome. Now, I understand, Jaden, you're still in Anchorage entering into your senior year. You just started, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. How's the school year going so far?
Doing good. Great.
Cool. Awesome. And then for you, Elias, Arizona State University.
Yeah.
You're no longer in Anchorage. How's the experience so far starting off the school year?
Well, the weather is completely different, that's for one. Even though it's my second year, I don't think I'll ever get used to the heat here. But starting off this year, it's been really good so far. A lot better than last year, that's for sure.
Okay. Now we're gonna learn more about what a youth ambassador is and how you both got connected. Jaden, this question is for you, man. When it comes down to Special Olympics, what sports do you play? What do you participate in?
That's a real good question. That's a real good question, man. I do golf skills, that one, sure. No, socially and track field. I also do play soccer at this.
Oh, man. That's a lot. Track and field and then soccer as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorite sport that you participate in? Is there one that you really, really love more than any other one?
Well, because I was doing track and field, but track and field is the guy that's why I got medals and in the room.
You have medals from track and field?
I did.
Oh man, you're a big deal. I'm sure you have more medals than me. I have zero medals, and so congratulations to you on that one. Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. And then for you, Elias, you're at Arizona State. And you are a competitive bowler, man. I've seen the clips. I've seen you covered on the news. What got you into bowling and what got you into Special Olympics?
I started bowling because of my dad, and he got into bowling because of his dad. So it's just kind of been like an ongoing thing from passed down from father to child or father to son. And I've been doing it since I was around 8 years old. And I only started getting competitive when I was a freshman in high school, though.
Wow. And so what led you to participating in Special Olympics?
So I got started by volunteering in their office for Special Olympics Alaska by doing like office work because I needed volunteer hours for Junior National Honor Society for my middle school. And I also have a relative on my stepdad's side who has special needs, and I got connected through that as well. And I think later that year when I volunteered, I did my first Camp Shriver. And that's, I think after my first year, the second year, that's how I met Jaden, was through there.
Awesome. Now describe to us what exactly is Camp Shriver?
Camp Shriver is this 2-week long program that Special Olympics Alaska does. And I'm sure other Special Olympics do it too, but we athletes and unified partners kind of like join in this program and do a whole bunch of different sports. And it's different. There's different sports every year, I think, or there has been. It's changed since the last time I've done it. But yeah, it's a 2-week long experience. Like, everyone has a great time. Everyone makes long lasting friendships from all over the state. Like we get people that fly in just to do Camp Shriver. And I think it's awesome. I love seeing the new faces and how they make friends. And like this last summer, I worked it for the first time. And I think it was more satisfying to work it than I was participating in it years ago.
That sounds like something awesome to check out. And I think it's pretty cool that it connected both you and Jaden together. Jaden, when you think about your friendship that you now have with Elias, what does that friendship mean to you?
It means in the world. To me, it is special. To me, that wants another medal that I have to something. You know. It's also like I got on track and field or something there. Looks like this gold medal that one something they got. So I'm gonna get gold medals that one something.
Man, your friendship with Elias means the world to you. And I hear those medals jingling. The medals are important too, right?
Yes.
Now, go ahead.
The state games.
Yes. The state games for Alaska.
Yes. And so I'm just looking at doing a long jump practice, something like that.
Man, you're active. The shot put, the long jump, and when you're not participating in Special Olympics, I've also learned and heard that you're a big fan of the WWE. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you have a favorite superstar in the WWE?
Yes.
Who is it?
The Rated R Superstar Edge.
Oh, Edge, the Rated R. He's from Canada. Is there another superstar that you like?
Whoa. That's the one, WWE Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He is a Hall of Famer. Well, listen, Jaden, you're a big deal, too. I know you're not a WWE superstar, but I think you're just as big a deal as Edge. And I think it's so cool that you both are youth ambassadors. There's only 30 youth ambassadors that participate in the United States in Special Olympics as advocates. Elias, give us a little background. What is a youth ambassador for SO? What do you guys do?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So youth ambassadors are, we come in pairs. We're leaders with and without intellectual disabilities. And we try to spread the word of inclusion throughout the entire nation. And we speak at events. We attend meetings with community leaders. We participate in local and national Special Olympics games and events. So being a youth ambassador holds a lot of, for me at least. I don't think I truly understood what it meant at first. I just kind of got hit an email, be like, hey, you want to do this? I'm like, sure. But until I started doing it, I think that's when it kind of like hit me, you know, like how big of a deal this really is. And I really is an honor to be able to be friends with and know all of these people from around the country and be know and learn what they do. It's I've learned a lot so far and I'm enjoying it. And like, I didn't go to the first event last year, but the second one is when I met everybody. And that's when it, I truly got the meaning of what it means to be a youth ambassador. And I'm very excited for this year, to say the least.
Do you have a favorite memory or experience either as an athlete or as a youth ambassador up until now?
I think it would be our trip to New Mexico back in April earlier this year. That was when I first met everybody. And I was very, very nervous at first because it's my first time like actually meeting them in person, right? And like, I'm not the most outgoing guy. Like, I can be a little introverted, but once I get really comfortable, I, you know, start to get going. But that's what happened. But it was really fast. Like, they were very welcoming and very friendly. It's like I fit in like this entire, like I've been here the entire time. And being a part of a community and like this tight knit family, it just means a lot to me. And I really enjoy being a part of this little family here that we got.
Hey, that's what inclusion is all about. For you, Jaden, how important is inclusion for you, for everybody to be a family? It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
So what else? It's amazing. So what else keeps you occupied? It sounds like you're busy, Jaden. You're entering into your senior year, which you just started. You're a youth ambassador. You told us about all the work and things that you do with track and field. You're a huge fan of WWE. So what else do you do for fun? Do you play any games? Do you listen to music? What else keeps you busy?
Well, I was wanting to watch the WWE go to the movies and hang out with some friends. So
okay. Good deal. WWE, the movies, and friends. So this is a very important question. Are you ready for this, Jaden?
Yes.
When you sit down and watch WWE, do you like SmackDown or do you like Raw? Monday Night Raw. Which one is better, SmackDown or Raw?
It could be both.
Okay. No, that's... I don't think I could argue with that. They both are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that one. What about you, Elias? When you think about this transition, being able to compete in bowling and do it at a high level. You talked about going from Anchorage, you know, out to Arizona State. What has that transition looked like? How has your schedule shifted?
It's a big jump. And I don't think I realized, like, how much of a transition it would be. I didn't think it would be as difficult as it was my first year, getting used to everything, a new college schedule, being a freshman, learning how to manage my time a lot better, and, you know, making sure things get done in time. Because, you know, I'm living here on my own pretty much for most of the week. I do still have my parents here. They moved down here, but I'm in an apartment by myself, and I don't really have anyone to tell me what to do. It's a very big gap. And to balance school and bowling, since I bowl most of the week to practice for competition, and school, I'm a full-time student too. So balancing that had a huge learning curve at first, but I'm starting to get used to it now. I'm enjoying it.
That's cool. Everything in life, every step, every minute is a learning experience. Jaden, for you, man, how special, pardon the term, let me change the word up a little bit. How important is Special Olympics to you as an athlete?
For everything?
Yep.
You know, we're making things, many things, write down ones in the ones. Since now was in the so it made me lie when it was gone to was gone to Mexico.
This is Jaden's mom. If you all don't mind me speaking a minute, Special O has had such a huge impact on Jaden's life. He's developed lifelong friends. He is part of a community that fights so hard for inclusion to make sure that all people are a part of our community. And Jaden went to Service High School, which is a unified champion school. And Jaden actually was so accepted there. He was voted homecoming king, prom king, and, you know, his friend who, Jordan, who also is a Special Olympics athlete, was voted prom queen. So that's how much impact Special Olympics has had on his life.
Well, thank you so much, Jaden's mom, for that information and for sharing the importance of Special Olympics. We don't want you to just be Jaden's mom. Fill us in. Who are you, Jaden's mom?
My name is Chandra Bingen, and I also work in special education. I work with kids with behavioral and emotional disturbances. So I truly understand how important inclusion is for all students.
Absolutely. And you talked about the impact that this has had on yourself, your family, and Jaden specifically. Why is inclusion overall important?
Because these young people, when they finish high school, they need to be able to go out in the workplace. They have a lot to contribute to society. And they are some of the most kindest young people you will ever meet. And they will work hard. They just need a little direction. And they deserve to be involved in social activities. When Jaden was in high school, the partners and the athletes always got together for barbecues. They went to the school dances together. They did everything together. And I must say, young people like Elias are so important to young people like Jaden. They accept them for who they are, no judgment, and they just bring them in. They include them. And they've even told me how much kids with intellectual disabilities contribute to their life, how it makes them think about things more, how more inclusive the world should be.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Absolutely. Well, we know everything that you've been able to do, Jaden, as an athlete and what you both have done as youth ambassadors. Elias, man, when you hear that, there are a lot of people listening right now who haven't participated in Special Olympics. Maybe they haven't been a youth ambassador, but there are programs all over the world. I'm fortunate enough to have been up in Anchorage, Alaska. I enjoyed myself. It was fun. But we got programs all over the country, all over the world. What would you say to someone who might be kind of on the edge about learning more about Special Olympics? What would you tell them about getting involved?
I would say just hop in. I mean, I was very hesitant about it at first. I wasn't so sure. But once I kind of broke through that barrier, you know, I was all about it. I volunteered for more events. I volunteered for tournaments for the Special Olympics. I got more involved with Camp Shriver. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for this awesome community and learning everybody and learning about where everyone come from, where they came from, how they got involved, and just making lifelong friends. I wouldn't have thought I'd be a youth ambassador. I would never have thought I'd be working for Special Olympics Alaska this past summer. And it was probably one of the best working experiences I've ever had. But for someone who's like on the edge of wanting to do it, I just say go for it. It'll probably be one of the best experiences you'll ever have to be a part of something so great.
It is. I always find it to be rewarding for everyone involved at any level, whether you're a volunteer, you're an athlete, you're a partner. There's so much to do. And Jaden, I'm going to let you get the last word here, man. It's real simple. Why do you love Special Olympics?
Well, because I was doing Special Olympics. Because I love sports, that one's going to be important.
Hey, listen, man, we all love sports, and I think it's cool how we can utilize sports to bring us all together. I appreciate you guys taking the time. We got a cool connection here from Atlanta, Georgia, out to Anchorage, Alaska. We got Elias, who is now in Arizona with Arizona State. Are you a full Sun Devil now? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Well, it's cool that you guys have a connection that you guys have made for life. And I appreciate you guys for coming through and sharing your story about inclusion. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us. It's been great.
No doubt about it. Absolutely, Jaden. Thanks so much to Jaden and Elias for joining and letting us know how being inclusive can change lives for the better. Thanks to Jaden's mom for joining in as well. Good luck to both of the guys with their studies in Alaska and Arizona. To learn how you can be inclusive, go to specialolympics.org to see how you can get involved wherever you live. There are events all year round, all over the world. Just go to specialolympics.org to see about where you live. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.